started, man. Yeah, brother, like,
solid. Right on.
Hey, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl English Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. How you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing well, Earl. The skies are blue. It's going to be a good day. How are you?
Nice and cool, man. It's nice outside, man.
Yeah, nice after the towel, hot and sticky. It's been
let me lean on you a little bit in this first segment of the show, man, because there are two areas that an old bluebeard like myself, you know just a little bit of a tiny bit about. And I know I need to know more, and my generation needs to know more. But these things are changing so swiftly that you just, you know, metaverse and artificial intelligence. So we hear these things tossed around. Artificial intelligence, I kind of know a little bit about. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 2789, man. Let's start with artificial intelligence. So is that, explain it to us.
Well, artificial intelligence is basically computer simulated thinking. Artificial intelligence, as we think of it in like a science fiction connotation, is like basically like a sentient robot. How artificial intelligence is in practice right now is it's called machine learning. So it like basically uses algorithms to analyze inputs, and then like basically it just figures out based off what you put into it what it thinks you want.
So the machine and the computer is in essence doing its own thinking?
Essentially, it's less scary than it sounds. Okay, in its present form.
Explain it.
Well, so as it exists right now, you basically are setting parameters, and then the computer, like, you'll give it like a data set. Like, say if you want artificial intelligence to like write you a story or something,
right?
It will analyze inputs from all over the internet, and then you'll give it parameters. Like, say I want this story about this and this long and to have this many characters, and then it can simulate that those parameters based off the inputs that it's been.
So it's not actually thinking on its own.
Correct.
It's thinking within the guidelines that you put in it.
Correct.
Okay, and so but what happens is the guidelines that you put in it, there's so many variables involved in those guidelines that it can put together whatever it is inside of all those different variables.
Correct.
Okay. I mean that's still pretty amazing, right?
Oh no, it's incredible, and it's definitely a big advancement in technology. It's not to the point where we have to be worried about the robots taking
No, man, but I'm just, you know, it is just to me that at some point in time, at the rate these things are going, And there appears to be an endless, limitless way that this can be used in the coming years. That, you know, you kind of have to worry a little bit about long term what this can really mean, right?
Oh, for sure, it's definitely scary. It's more scary in the sense like of the it can take it's going to take away jobs is a big
right thing. No question. There's no question it's going to eliminate jobs. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
Hey, Earl. It's good. I'm very concerned about it. I mean, AI can be good to a point, but what I worry about, and I don't think Calvin worries about, is the long term. It's going to get to the point that they're going to be deciding things for us, these machines, because they're going to think that they're more right than we are. I mean, as far as like diagnosing diseases and everything like that, it's going to be good. I saw a video of these soldiers fighting this robot, and this robot was armed with a real gun. And they would pop up different like bad guys in the background, and he would shoot them. Well, the soldier was programmed not. Excuse me, the artificial intelligent robot was programmed not to shoot the live soldier. But this robot is shooting around this guy, and this guy's kicking him and pounding him with a bat. And he would not harm the soldier, but he would shoot everybody around him that were, you know, was not in the program. But I am concerned about what's going to happen in 30 or 40 years from now. Because we will not be making decisions. They'll be making decisions for us, and that's going to be where it's going to be.
Well, you know, man, I think it's sooner than 30 or 40 years. When you look at where things have progressed in just the last 10 years, right? I mean, the fact that these things, and as Calvin said, can and will be replacing people and their jobs. And for anybody who thinks that's far-fetched, they're out of their mind. We live in a capitalistic society, and people are going to be replaced. And the higher up the job is that you have with managing many different things, I think, Calvin and Gary, the more likely it is that your job is going to, you're going to be replaced. This is an endless thing. And, you know, technology is not, the world's not going to stand still because we're afraid of it. But the continued advancements of these things certainly are going to be a problem. I agree with you, Gary, that, the medical aspects of it. I was at the doctor's office on yesterday, and I was at the hospital on yesterday night seeing a friend of mine. And, man, they brought in some equipment, man, that just kind of blew my mind. You know, it used to be you would go, if you needed x-rays, Calvin and Gary, you would, they would roll you into a huge room and cold as ice and stand you up. And then you'd have to go through this, but they brought in this little small portable machine, man. And it's like a little robot. And it comes into the room, and man, they do the x-rays right there. I mean, technology is advancing. And I don't think any of us, Calvin, are saying we want to see it, you know, not move forward. But, I mean, clearly some things to worry about, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think with the job thing, it's going to go to industries that you wouldn't expect. Like, I've heard that accounting is actually going to be one of the first industries taken over by artificial intelligence.
Right.
So that's not a job you typically think of being phased out. You think of that as a pretty future-proof job, but
you would think clearly accounting, because of what these, you know, what these machines can do, that they can do that better than a human being.
Oh, of course, they can just analyze the numbers so much more efficiently.
Yeah. Gary, anything else?
No, I just, you know, do you remember the movie Terminator?
Absolutely.
And you had, right, okay. Well, they talked about that, you know, 30 years ago, what was going to happen. And I thought, that's crazy. But you know what? It's coming to flourish, you know? So it's going to happen. So I'm concerned. So.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Calvin, when we come back, I kind of got a little idea of what metaverse is. You know, I've had on one time, I had on those, whatever the thing is you put over your head.
The VR goggles.
Yeah, the VR goggles. I had them on once. I didn't like the feeling. Have you ever done that?
I have. Use some cheap ones. I've never used a good nice one.
Oh, but they got some nice ones. I guess I saw, man, where Apple has one for $300.
Yeah, Apple's one is a weird one.
$3,500. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Can you imagine? I mean, just looking at your phone. And they've got something for $3,500, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Man, I'm getting old. We'll be right back. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it light and pick it sound. Don't punish me. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on. Right on.
Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 76. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lowest dip down to about 54 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 77. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 70.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, I have not turned over a new leaf. We will get into politics a little later on in the show. But I'm so happy to have in the studio Greg. Hey, Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Earl. How are you doing?
All right. So Man, you just look like a guy who knows your way around the metaverse.
And the version of me in the metaverse looks much better than the version you see before. He's fit, full head of hair, his eyes don't need glasses. I am looking good in the metaverse.
So man,
$3,500.
For metaverse.
For the Apple.
The Apple.
Yeah.
So you put this thing over your head.
Yeah.
And you know, I remember having one of those things on briefly.
Yeah.
Because I'm a guy who has 20/80 vision without my glasses. And it's not a good thing to try to do with your glasses on, right? And it just was just weird. And yeah. This was like 5 years ago. So mm-hmm. Can you imagine where they are now?
Oh, I mean, if it's Apple, it's going to be the highest technology, highest quality, and people will buy. I mean, every time Apple comes out with something new and they're like, it's going to cost you $2,100. I'm like, no one's going to. Then everyone buys it.
Right.
They find a way to get it. And it becomes the common thing. And that's, you know, you were asking me if I'm into it or what I think of it. And I think I have to keep an open mind on it because I could easily say this isn't going to go anywhere. But
right.
In 5 years, this will be the way that people access their information and communicate with people. They'll be able to sit in a room with somebody who's halfway around the world
right.
and have a conversation. And that's, I mean, this is where the technology is heading. And I want to keep an open mind, but I also want to stay positive and be like, this isn't dangerous, but also there are some applications we don't know about.
Right. Well, the metaverse.
Yeah.
What is that?
As far as I know, the metaverse is just a it's like,
oh, you're too old to know what it is. We should be talking about Calvin.
Well, I mean, Calvin, am I wrong? Oh. It's like virtual reality. Like when I was growing up in movies, the big thing was virtual reality. And that's what it seems like to me, is like you just are able to access something outside reality. Yeah. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no. So I guess the idea behind the metaverse is it's like a communal sort of like area or interface
yeah.
for virtual reality. So people will like be able to go into the metaverse mm-hmm. to like meet with each other yeah. or do things.
So you're actually leaving the Earth as we know it. If you're going to some place
yeah.
that you're at, I'm sure.
So when I was growing up, getting onto the early days of the internet, you went into places called chat rooms.
Right.
And what this seems like to me in a basic form is one of the things you can do, because you can do all sorts of things with the VR goggles, is go into a room with other people who are not in the same room.
Right.
And you can have discussions. You can have of all sorts and live your life in this place. And, you know, one of the questions is, when can you just leave reality and you no longer have to worry about going to the grocery store and getting yourself some food? I mean, everything's delivered now anyways, but you don't have to be in your reality anymore.
So Greg, you just hit on it. Leaving reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of what we're talking about, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and people have been doing it for years in different forms.
Yeah, so you want to escape. It's a way out of, mm-hmm. Calvin, is that safe to say? It's for a short period of time, you're actually getting away from what we know of this life.
Yeah, I would say so. But as Greg said, I would say it's an extension of every form of escapist entertainment
mm-hmm.
from... Not from fiction writing to TV shows to video games.
Well, so look, man, every time I pick up this phone and there's this clear picture, if I want to have a conversation with somebody, Greg,
mm-hmm.
I can do it and see them. The whole,
yeah.
Well, man, when I was a kid, there was something called the Jetsons.
Oh, I remember George, Judy.
Yeah. So, yeah, you've been around a little while.
Yeah.
And you would see that cartoon, and it would show them talking to the person and seeing.
Yeah.
That's
Well, and they say
old stuff now.
They're saying the same thing about Star Trek. Star Trek came up with all these technologies on the TV show back in the 60s, things that have been realized now. And yeah, it's just the way technology progresses. And, you know, it was amazing when we could just, it was amazing when you'd hold your phone up and talk to your mom.
Right.
And see your faces.
Right.
Now, if your mom lives in, you know, Portland and you live here, she could throw on some goggles, you could throw on some goggles, and you can have a conversation together in a room and see each other and see your hands move and see emotion, and you can be there. You can almost like you're going to hug, but you can't.
You know, man, that, and I want to talk a little bit more about it after we come back from the break, because, you know, it ain't going anywhere.
It's not going.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I've stolen Greg from the Christian Bryce Show for a couple minutes, and glad to have him in the studio. Let's go to Gene from McClare. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Oh, thank you so much for the show. This is an amazing show. I am the same age as you are, Earl. And so I find this stuff fascinating. And the thing that whoever thought that you could see a picture of somebody else over your telephone? You know, I mean, we never had things like this. To me, it's like, wow. I mean, it keeps going. But anyway, I'm wondering, too, is visual and auditory areas of the brain are stimulated utilizing this type of equipment? And I find that really fascinating because, Earl, you said you weren't comfortable. Well, I did some things, you know, with the visual and auditory at the same time, and it's like, ooh, I don't like this at all, because that's not the way that we were brought up, and it really is, uncomfortable because we're not used to something like that. And I'm wondering, too, is, you know, right now they have the visual areas of the brain they can stimulate, and I would love to be able to find information on that. And also, you know, the auditory at the same time, so you feel there and you feel included, and so you get those areas stimulated. But the ones that they don't have yet is the sensory. But I find it interesting where people can learn to walk again by the stimulation in the brain areas and things. I keep the information coming because this is fascinating. Thank you so much for this show.
Hey,
this is great.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. I mean, listen to this. Meta takes aim at Twitter with launch of rival app Threads. The Meta Universe has unveiled an app called Threads to rival Twitter. It's targeting users looking for an alternative to the social media platform owned and frequented frequently changed by Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So the competition is going to force this thing to just...
Well, yeah, I mean, Meta is the company that owns Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is looks like they just want to launch... Because people are really unhappy on Twitter. I mean, Elon Musk took that thing over and just... He made it his personal rich boy project,
right,
to... quote-unquote, disrupt as much as possible. And it made people really upset. He was banning journalists for a time who didn't like him. So, yeah, I mean, if Meta, who owns Facebook, and Facebook has a lot into VR. Meta has a lot into VR, I should say. I'm wondering
What's VR, visual reality?
Virtual reality.
Virtual reality.
The goggles.
Right.
So I'm wondering if Meta will use that VR technology to somehow, with this new thing, Threads, will, you know, utilize that. You're like, oh, you want to post something, or do you just want to be part of the conversation?
So what we were talking about off the air, Greg, is this technology that we're all blown away by
Yeah.
is really old technology compared to what is really out there.
Oh yeah, I'm. What we've got is whatever probably the government has said this is okay for the people, because we've got the government. You know, you were talking about the International Space Station. I'm like, well, I'm sure whatever kind of whatever they have at the Pentagon is 10 times more
advanced,
effective, targeted, and we're getting the party version because we're just going to go have fun and do things, and we're not going to try to, you know, access. Well, I won't, at least,
right.
Access information and things like that. So,
well, you know, they prepared the younger people for that for that future.
Yeah.
Because again, I can put this phone in the hands of a 7-year-old
mm-hmm.
or 10-year-old, and they can navigate it.
Yeah,
it's this phone can do so many different things, but all I use it for is a phone.
Yeah,
right. I mean, go or take a picture every
yeah,
now and then.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, I got a niece and a nephew who are older now, but like, I mean, I remember telling them, like, there was a time when, you know, we didn't have the internet in the home, or, you know, like their brains are like, you didn't have internet growing up. What'd you do? I'm like, I didn't want to be the guy, but like, I did other things. I went outside and played, but yeah, their brains, those kids can't comprehend the idea of not having that phone.
See, and so it puts us further and further apart from the elders and the youth, because mm-hmm. technology is forcing us.
Yeah,
further and further apart, as my generation steadfastly does not want to get involved in that.
Yeah,
it's just pushing us further and further apart. And I've always said to my generation, because I was one of the guys who came kicking and screaming, I don't want to do it. I remember when I was doing radio and we didn't have laptops.
Yeah,
right. And they brought in this thing called a laptop, and I said, oh, no, get it away, right? I don't want that.
Yeah.
And then the flip phone came in, and that was the technology. And, man, mm-hmm. we were, can't believe it. I got this thing right here. And,
yeah.
And then I held on to that. I didn't want to let that go.
Yeah.
And my wife kept saying, well, you got to move on from that. No.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just moving so fast, man, and you know, that, you know, I think we got to do everything within our power to at least try.
I was going to say, I think what I'm hearing, Earl, and all out there listening, I think we need to hook Earl up with some VR goggles and get him in the metaverse. I think we need to get him out there, because I think the problem is, and my mom was the same way. She didn't want to buy a CD player because she had tapes.
Right, right.
She didn't want to buy, right. You know, but she's moved her way into all the technology. I think if you sit down the elders with that technology and say, oh, you can talk to your grandkids today, they're going to be on board.
You know,
and they'll be there.
You know, man, I remember reel-to-reel tapes, right?
Yeah.
And it was the technology.
Yeah.
Man, I am old. And it was the technology. And, man, I was just fascinated that people could have these reel-to-reel tapes. And so finally I was able to get a reel-to-reel.
Yeah.
And, man, I finally came into the real world. And then with the movies, man, you know, the what do you call those things, man?
DVD players or?
No, it was before DVD.
Laser discs or VHS?
VHS.
Yeah.
And man, that was really good stuff, right?
Yeah.
The VHS, you could put that in. I remember what were the big things that the 8-track tape players.
Oh my gosh. I told my grandma in the late 90s they stopped making those things and she was not happy. Man,
so you would have, you know, your car. And you'd have all these, proud of these 8-track tape players that were big and cumbersome. Yeah. Where would you put them, right?
Yeah.
You didn't have anywhere. Let's go to Earl from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Earl. How you doing? You've got to be
a. Fine, Earl.
You got to be an old guy.
I'm Earl Boyce.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? An old guy.
Yeah, we work together.
I know. I said an old guy.
Yeah, you better be old guy. Hey, no, I was just listening to your show I was listening to your show, and you was talking about things the way they used to be. Do you remember, I'm sure you do, one of the first video games that came out, it was that blip.
Pong.
You hit the ball.
It was Pong.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Pong.
Remember that?
Yeah, man.
A lot of people now, a lot of kids that can't even play that game.
You know, man, you know, when Pong first came out, and I don't know, Calvin, you know what Pong is?
I'm familiar, yeah.
And so, man, that was just so unbelievable that you could do that, right?
Yeah.
And as slow moving as that was, and man, they sold a lot. They made a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
What was that, Atari or something like that?
It was Atari, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they made all this money off of that, and that was kind of advanced stuff for you and I, Earl.
Uh huh.
You're an old guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Man, you remember Pong?
Hey, and,
huh?
Hey, and I. And I'm glad to be old.
So let me ask you, what about you know about the metaverse?
No, I don't really get into that. It's more advanced for me. I'm comfortable, like you said, with the phone. Hello, goodbye. I'm done.
Hey, man, but you know you got great grandkids, man. You know what about the computers, man?
Yeah.
What about the computer?
I do a little bit, not that much, but if I need some help, I got plenty of help.
I know. that's what the grandkids and great grandchildren are for, right?
That's right. That's what it is, man.
Hey, man, do me a favor, man. Hey, Earl, leave your phone number with Calvin, okay? I want to get in touch with you.
I will do that.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
You know what's funny is that you talk to your grandkids or the great-grandkids, and you say, I only make calls on my phone. They'll be like, you call people on your phone? Why? I text people. I never call people. You never call people. I mean,
It really is fascinating, and you know, like I said, I'm going to talk about politics in a minute, but this is just still fascinating to me. This the way things are moving, and the fact. Tom from LA. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that, especially after we get money out of politics. Yeah, I remember Pong. You know what? It actually helped with your hand-eye coordination is what it really helped with in terms of, you know, like table tennis.
As slow as it moved, Tom, it helped with hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
I remember how slow it moved.
No, it moved very slow. There's no doubt. You had to make sure you had your joystick, I think they call it, on the right spot. But one thing I will say, Earl, like, I'm a person, I cannot play virtual reality games. There's something in my brain that is very, very, where it's very realistic to me. I know there's some kids maybe that can play it and stuff, and I'm not one of those people that are like, oh my God, ban these video games and all this kind of stuff. I personally cannot play them. I played one time and I got very aggressive and I like even left this place that had the virtual reality game and I was about ready to headbutt somebody. I was ready to like get in a fight with someone.
Tom, it got too real.
Yeah,
too real. Yeah, I can't do it. I mean, that's why I've made the choice. I've made an actual choice because I have friends that have virtual reality games and, you know, all the different shoot 'em up games and all this kind of, and I'm like, you know, I just abstain from all of that because I'm too afraid of myself, if you really want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I have the know-how. You know, to be able to say to myself, that's just not a smart.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, Tom. It clearly is not for everybody. And, you know, it just is not. And, you know, and as Greg said, right now the cost is prohibitive.
Yeah, for some. Yeah.
Yeah. $3,500, you know. Anyway, hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Greg, thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
Out.
We'll do this again.
Yeah.
Calvin as well. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. And guess what? Politrick time. We'll be right back.
Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday with highs in the upper 70s, partly cloudy skies Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Mike Pence, former Vice President of the United States under Donald Trump, made a statement on yesterday that should alarm us all. And I just don't understand, you know, these are people who should know better, but clearly they make statements for to shock in many instances and or to try to gain allegiance with voters that may help them in their hopes to become president of the United States. But Mike Pence warned that American troops may have to fight in Russia. Now, what is he talking about? You know, who in their right mind believes or wants the United States military to get engaged militarily with Russia? And here's what he had to say. Former Vice President Mike Pence said Tuesday that the United States could find itself sending military troops to fight Vladimir Putin's forces if Ukraine loses its war against Russia. Pence made the comments during an appearance on Radio's Hewitt's show, where he said that what's going on in Ukraine right now is not just a war, it's evil. So, 844-967-2789. What does he mean? It's not just a war, it's evil. Now, I know that Mike Pence is a practicing Christian. And so to me, any war is evil. Not just a war in Ukraine, our war in Afghanistan, in Iraq, you know, in Vietnam, and many other places was evil. But to say that, you know, if Ukraine loses this war, we need to step in because this is a war between good and evil is ridiculous. I don't want my grandson, if I had one, to be fighting a war with Russia over Ukraine. I'm sorry. Really not our issue. You know, Calvin, you're a young guy. You could very easily, you know, had this been 3 or 4 years earlier and things turned bad, I mean, could you see yourself or young people fighting a war with Russia over Ukraine?
I can't. I struggle with it because I obviously wouldn't do the fighting. I'm not interested in being a soldier. At the same time, Ukraine, I feel my heart goes out to the citizens there because they are going through hell right now. And it just seems like it would be an unfortunate situation to just let them lose.
I get all of that. But at the end of it, if putting United States troops on the ground in a direct war against Russia, can't see it. CJ, what's going on, man?
Morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so I don't know what's happening with CJ. But the truth of the matter is, no, man, just not something that the American people are looking for. And even though your heart bleeds for Ukraine, to say that you know, American blood should be shed there is a bridge too far. You know, and don't forget, man, we're just coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And so we say Ukraine today. What will it be next? CJ, quickly.
Well, we got here by this president's weakness in Afghanistan and Putin.
I'm not even worried about how we... I'm not worried about how we got there. The question becomes whether or not it would be something to have American troops.
Not under this commander-in-chief.
CJ, not under any. CJ, not under any commander-in-chief should it happen.
We wouldn't be there. It wouldn't even be an issue today, Earl, if President Trump would have been in office. Putin never would have moved.
Hey, CJ.
A soldier dead in Afghanistan for a year and a half. 13 died underneath this idiot of a president who's bought and paid for by China.
Bought and paid for by China. Why would he call their president a dictator? Like, your logic makes just
CJ, who was Donald Trump bought and paid for by?
If Biden was paid for by China,
who was Donald Trump bought and paid for? And who is he being bought and paid for by now?
What country was invaded during Trump's presidency? Name one, Earl.
Listen, got to go to a break, man. Julie and whoever else will come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Politics in full effect. Slow down, yeah.